telephone courtesy techniques, because that is so important. We don't want to freak a customer out on the phone the way we handle them. We just don't want to do that. And I had a client call me and ask me to come over and sit with their receptionist for a day. Well, I didn't need a day. I sat with the receptionist for like an hour, and I thought, my God, this is horrible. And so then I went back and I thought, well, how could that person do it better? And I'm a favor of you give Melissa, give me your phone number and I'll call you, rather than they come into a central person who has to deal with all the pressures of thousands of calls. But if you do have somebody that answers the phone, that we'll talk about the techniques to make that more effective. Skills to find prospects, screen them, and move them into the purchase cycle. The purchase cycle, again, is my creation to help you to understand what you're faced with. And our system, you're going to learn our system to effectively deal with angry customers, techniques to deal better with price issues, tools and techniques to manage your time, tools and techniques to develop relationships. So that's about what we're going to cover. Anybody have an expectation that you'd like to comment on right now? And again, you can get with me on the break or whatever is fine. Okay, let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, and I don't want an answer. I just want you to think about what your answer would be, because I'll ask you this again at the end of the program. How many outbound phone calls should be made in one day? Just you think about that. If you had the whole day, how many phone calls would you make? By the time we get done, you will know how many can be made. And then not only how many can be made as a maximum, how many is a good target every day? And that's a more palatable number. It's probably going to be a lot higher than you think. But if you're making outbound calls, you cannot be handling inbound calls effectively, because outbounders should be just focusing on doing outbound calls, one call after another. If you handle inbound calls, guess what? You know, the inbound call, hey, Melissa, how's it going over there? You know, thanks for calling. You know, and then you just take your inbound calls and you stretch them out and make less outbound calls. Whereas if you, and we'll give you some little tools that I find to be very helpful if you're trying to make a lot of outbound calls, eat up a bunch of records. And, you know, we're not trying to kill anybody here. This is not about, like, Garrett, if you don't make 1,000 calls today, we're going to shoot you. You know, it's not like that. This is about, hey, we want to produce profits so we all survive, you know. So how can we be more effective doing that sort of thing? So think about the answer to that question. And then this question also. Is it a big deal to give a good customer a 10% discount on an important job? Just think about what you would answer to that question, and we'll give you some more information as we go along, and we'll ask those two questions again. All right. Now you'll notice over here on the whiteboard over here, we're going to you come back to this time and time again. This is what I call the Wheel of Fortune. Now, the problem is that I got the Wheel of Fortune, and there are many others that have the Wheel of Fortune, but most of us have the Wheel of Doom. What is the Wheel of Doom? The mind has a thought. Man, I wasn't very good at math. I won't be able to learn computers. I can't learn this. That sends that thought to the body, and the body takes an action. The mind has a thought. I hate cold calls. So what do you think is going to happen? I can't do this. We can't sell them that. You know, all those kinds of things. So in selling, the Wheel of Fortune is so important. We have to have the Wheel of Fortune and maintain it all the time. There's nothing wrong with taking a break, going for a walk, or whatever we want to do. Come back in, and let's go to the next customer who is not connected to the last customer. So the last customer might have chewed us out or gave us some harshness. But when I was in the General Electric Company, we called 72,000 companies, 72,000 companies. And one of the things I set up in the database was the customer hostile? Yes or no? Any hostility at all? Yes. Didn't matter how much. So we could get some idea of the effect that making calls had on all these people. What do you think, Garrett? What do you think the percentage was of those that were hostile?
Probably pretty 50-50.
50, no. It was like less than 2%. It was 1.some%. If you make the calls the way I'm going to tell you how to make the calls, Trust me, it'll be even less than that. So we're talking one or two customers out of 100. Now, this is calling industrial contacts. Now, if you're calling homes and things like that, you know, that could, you know, obviously that could be different. And certainly if you're calling like at dinner time, things like that. But the techniques that we're going to recommend will make it a lot easier to make that initial contact. So why do most of us have the Wheel of Doom? Well, here's my thinking on that. When you're first born, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't turn yourself over. You couldn't feed yourself. You couldn't do anything. So for like a year, you're just totally helpless. You couldn't do anything. It would seem to me, and I'm reading about, you know, they throw these little babies in a pool, you know, at 4 months or whatever it is. I don't know what the thing is, but it's months. They throw them in a pool, and these little kids turn themselves over, and they float and stuff like that. So they learn stuff in 4 months.